You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
And welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Welcome to a conversation with Dawn Karima. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I thank you so much for joining us today. We're glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here, and I'm especially glad that our guest today is here. Would you please introduce yourself to our friends that are listening?
Hi, my name is Allison Jandu. I'm the potty training consultant.
Well, we're starting potty training in our house, so just hearing you say that is like music to my ears. Welcome to our show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
We love babies and toddlers and children and families and everybody else around here. And, Well, we're glad you're here because I have this sinking sensation that when you ask people for potty training advice, you get all kinds of different advice, and I'm not sure which of it is right or wrong. So what led you to actually become the potty training consultant?
Yeah, great question, and you really hit the nail on the head there. So actually, I kind of found myself in a similar predicament when I was potty training my own two kids. Also a mom myself, so I've got two little ones. They're ages 6 and 8 now, so that was many years ago. But when I was potty training my own kids, I realized that there was really kind of a lack of a reliable resource out there to get that kind of science-based, evidence-proven information about potty training. And it was just really overwhelming to try to figure out what was right and what wasn't. So I was like, this should be a thing, you know, because there are parenting resources for so many other topics, sleep consulting, lactation consulting when you're breastfeeding, nutrition, behavior, all these other things, but nothing about potty training. And a lot of parents really can struggle with that developmental milestone. So I decided that I actually kind of enjoyed the potty training process with my son, and that kind of led me to pour all of my spare time into learning as much as I could about potty training and reading all the research that was available on it, and creating this resource and community where parents could come together and get that scientific proven advice that I think it was lacking before.
Well, I hope someone has thanked you for deciding to do this work, but just in case they haven't, thank you.
Yes, it's my pleasure.
Now, you said something just delightful. You said you actually kind of enjoyed potty training your son. And I don't know that I've ever heard it. I never have heard anybody say that ever. What made
it's pretty
it enjoyable?
Rare, right?
Yeah, what made it enjoyable?
Yeah, so with my son, so he has a very kind of easygoing personality. He's very go with the flow and easily adapts to change and those kinds of things. So when it came time to potty train him, he was actually fairly easy. So he was able to kind of catch on very quickly. And I think that portion of it made it easy for me. And then also what made it really enjoyable for me was just seeing how proud he was of himself as he was learning this new skill, seeing those gears turn and seeing these new things kind of clicking into place was just such a rewarding feeling to be able to watch that and witness it and be a part of it, and help him through that time in his life where he's learning this change and this transition. So that part of it for me was and continues to be, as I work with even all the families that I work with today, is really the most rewarding part of potty training. Is that, yeah, it can be tough, but when you see that little sparkle in their eye as they, you know, master peeing and pooping on the potty, it's just such an awesome feeling. And that's what I want for my families when they come through, you know, my consultations and my courses. I want them to have that same feeling that I had.
That is delightful. And I really thank you for sharing that with us, because I think we need to keep our eyes on the prize.
That's so true. Yeah.
Wonderful, rewarding side to all this. So what can we do before we even start potty training that will make potty training easier?
Yes, that's a great question. And actually, most of the work can be done before you even decide that you're going to say goodbye to diapers, because kids tend to be very routine driven, and they like to have structure. They like to have predictability. So anytime there's a change or a transition coming up, whether it be something as major as potty training or something as minor as leaving the playground, it helps to give them some advance notice that that change is coming. So doing some prep stuff with them in advance before you decide to actually start potty training is a really great way to help them feel more comfortable with the upcoming change and to kind of get them on board with the process before you start. So some great ways that you can help your child to prepare for potty training are, number one, take advantage of their visual learning skills. Kids tend to be very visual learners, so I like to incorporate a lot of potty training books and videos about potty training, just to kind of start planting that seed, right? So we're not necessarily just ripping off their diaper and sitting them on the toilet right away, but we're slowly kind of introducing them to the concept, because we have to remember that this is all new to them, you know? So this isn't something that they have any experience with before. They may not even know what a potty is or what it's used for. So incorporating that through books and videos in a very kind of casual, relaxed way will help them start to understand the process and get them familiar with the concept of using the potty. And another great way to kind of build on that even further is to invite them to the bathroom with you when you go. I mean, they're probably already in there anyway. I know my kids always are. So you can take advantage of that, you know, that curiosity that they have, and kind of talk them through the steps of using the potty and what that looks like. Playing with their toys and dolls and having their toys and dolls pretend to use the potty is a really great way to empower them and make them the teacher in the process, so that they are the ones kind of potty training their favorite doll. And that's a really great way to get them familiar without any pressure for them to do or change anything themselves at first. And then once you start to notice that your child is becoming more comfortable with that, you can start offering them, you know, low pressure opportunities to sit on the potty themselves. And then as they start to get more comfortable with that, then you can start thinking about, okay, let's give them some opportunities to potentially use the potty without having a diaper. So there is kind of a gradual progression that can lead you up to the actual phase of potty training that will make the process easier for everybody once you officially get started.
How encouraging. Thank you so much for that, because I think it can be overwhelming. It can be a little bit daunting that suddenly we just have to make this great life change, and it's so important to quality of life. So you're helping us to really get a good perspective on how to get started. I've noticed that there's always someone who has a miracle method. to anything.
Yeah.
Right? There's miracle weight loss. There's get rich quick. But there's also potty training in 3 days or 2 hours to a potty train. No more diapers by 24 hours. I mean, all of these kinds of methods are out there. What do you think about them?
Well, here at Potty Training Consultant, we just believe that there's not necessarily a one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to potty training. You know, we really think that there are so many factors that go into shaping the potty training experience that it's really hard to nail down one method that is guaranteed to work for everybody. It just doesn't exist, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that those methods that you hear about, the three-day methods and the one-day method and things like that, don't work for some kids. But you have to really think about your child's personality, the way that they learn, different lifestyle experiences, things like that, in determining what's going to work best for your family as a whole. Because just because something worked well for your neighbor and their family that had as a child the same age as yours doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work as well for your child. So I think that's important for parents to understand, because you get this idea in your head of, okay, this all sounds great, this is just what we need to do, and then they start and it's not working, and then they feel that defeat, they feel that failure. And that's not what we want at all, because in reality, it just might not be the right approach for your child. It's not necessarily anything that you're doing wrong. So it's really hard to nail down one specific method that's going to be guaranteed to work for everybody. It's kind of a case-by-case basis.
Are we able to damage our children during potty training? Can we do them harm by potty training in the wrong way or at the wrong time?
I don't think so. Not necessarily. You know, there definitely are complications that can arise during potty training. Maybe things that you've never experienced from your child before, either from a behavioral or a physical standpoint. You know, some kids who have anxiety over saying goodbye to diapers can fall into these withholding patterns where they don't pee or poop at all. And that can lead to, you know, obviously some medical complications such as constipation or urinary tract infections, those kinds of things. But I think as long as you are listening to that, you know, that mama instinct, that gut that you have as far as, is this right or is this just wrong? That's usually what I tell my parents to fall back on, is just, how does it feel? Like, does it feel like you should keep going, or does it feel like you need to take a break and reassess and come back later? If you really are having a very hard time with potty training, there are a lot of resources out there now. You know, there's more professionals out there like me now that you can reach out to and get that support to see if it's something that you should keep going with, or if it's something that maybe warrants taking a break and coming back when your child is older. But as far as, you know, actually damaging your child for the rest of their life, I don't think I've ever spoken to anybody that remembers their potty training, their personal potty training experience. So I would have to say that that's a no. And, you know, as long as you're working to ensure that you're just doing what's best for your child, then I don't think you have anything to worry about.
This is so enlightening on so many levels. And I want to make sure that folks who might want to connect with you or see the resources you have or even some consultations can get some information. So how would we contact you? How would we follow you on social media? How would we find you?
Yeah, of course. My website is kind of the hub for accessing everything that I offer, which is pottytrainingconsultant.com. I'm also on Instagram at Potty Training Consultant, where I'm always posting a lot of free tips and resources over there. So that could be a really great place to start. And then my online courses can be found through my website as well. And you're always welcome to reach out to me via email, which is info at pottytrainingconsultant.com if you are interested in speaking to me one-on-one or setting up a custom consultation.
Perfect. That's just wonderful. Well, since you're an expert, I hope that you will settle one of the great age-old debates in motherhood. Pull-ups versus underpants. How do you feel?
Yes. So in my experience and in my opinion, pull-ups to me are really no different than diapers, I hate to say. The technology nowadays has just become so good, almost to a fault, because with pull-ups, they're just so absorbent and so helpful at containing those accidents, which I think is something that a lot of parents are potentially going for. But they don't necessarily allow the child to feel the accident once it's happened. So there's no real learning that's taking place. And a lot of times what happens is when parents make the switch from diapers to pull-ups, nothing else really changes. They just kind of continue using them the same way that they would be using diapers. The only difference is maybe your child stands up while they're being changed as opposed to laying on the changing table to be changed. So I usually say, save your money, skip the pull-up phase, and go straight to some looser fitting underwear, because that's going to help your child be more aware of their body, not only when they actually may start to have an accident, but it's going to help them bring some awareness to their body's urges and sensations that they experience so that they can learn those things as far as, you know, their body signaling them that it's the right time to go use the potty, because that's kind of a big step in the process. We want them to be able to listen to their body and take themselves to the bathroom when it's the appropriate time. So skipping pull-ups is usually the best way to go, and it kind of just may result in some more mess initially, some more laundry and stuff like that, but it really does help to kind of speed up the learning and make everything a lot more efficient.
That is really helpful, and we don't mind laundry as long as it works.
Exactly.
Now, in any conversation on any playground anywhere, all you have to do to spark a great debate is say this: potties versus the toilet.
So I kind of take a middle ground when it comes to this topic. I largely think that a lot of it is kind of personal preference, but when speaking to my clients who are doing this for the first time, I usually recommend starting out with a combination of both, actually, if you can, because you can take advantage of the pros of both, the benefits. Small floor potties are great because they're small, right? They're less intimidating maybe than a normal-sized toilet would be for a small toddler. It makes it easier for your toddler to use it by themselves independently, which is great. And it tends to put them in a better physical position for the actual physical act of peeing and pooping, because their feet can be flat and supported on the ground. Usually it elevates their knees slightly, so that just makes everything a lot more comfortable for them. It's also really convenient, right? Because you can kind of take it with you wherever you happen to be. You can move it to different rooms in the house so that you're not necessarily stuck right near the bathroom at all times. And then even once you're ready to start getting out and about, you can take it along in the car with you, so you have that available for emergency situations. I do also recommend peppering in some exposure to the regular toilet, though, as well, because they're not going to have small floor potties everywhere you go, right? Especially if your child goes to daycare or a family member's home or something like that, or for care during the day, maybe while you're at work or something, they're obviously going to need to know eventually how to use a regular toilet. Mm-hmm. And it's best if you start that off from the beginning, as far as even if you just practice a couple times a day sitting on the regular toilet, having maybe a little seat insert that can make the actual toilet seat a little bit smaller, more toddler size, and then providing them with a step stool or something for foot support and stability as well. Just to start that exposure early, and then that way you don't have to worry about another transition from getting them over their habit of using the floor potty and then having to transition over to the toilet, kind of starting the learning process over again. They'll already have some of that experience, and it just tends to kind of phase out the use of the smaller potty more easily. So I recommend starting off with a combination of both options.
Wow, excellent. That's excellent. Now, is there a difference between daytime and nighttime potty training?
Yes, there definitely can be. A lot of parents will decide to get their child in a good place with their daytime potty use before making the transition over to starting being diaper-free at nighttime. And again, it's kind of each family's own personal decision. But a lot of kids are actually ready to sleep without diapers before we might realize. So a lot of times what is actually happening is that kids are already sleeping through the night and staying dry for the most part. And then they, as soon as they start to wake up in the morning and they have those few minutes alone in their bed or their crib, is when they release their overnight pee into their diaper, giving kind of the false impression that they've been peeing all night long, when in fact they've actually been holding it through the night. So I recommend for parents who are kind of on the fence about whether or not to start nighttime training at the same time as starting daytime training, would be to do what I call nighttime diaper checks for the course of about 5 to 7 days, which means that you basically just go in about 15 minutes before your child would normally wake up and feel their diaper and see how wet it is at that point. If it's dry or mostly dry, then you have the all clear to say goodbye to all the diapers from the very beginning. If it's still pretty saturated at that point, then you can decide if you want to, start the nighttime training process, which may be a little bit more labor intensive, or if you want to wait and keep diapers on for a while before, you know, trying to reassess later on.
Thank you so much for giving us that insight, because I think that makes it so much more accessible and so much easier to think about as well. How do we know? You know, sometimes folks start training by the calendar, right? They have to be potty trained to move to a different daycare room or preschool, or they need to be potty trained by a certain stage. And other folks say, well, let's wait until they're ready. How do we know when our child is ready to be potty trained?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's one that I get all the time. So science tells us that most children are ready and capable of potty training somewhere between 18 and 24 months, for most kids being right around that 2-year birthday mark. Obviously, there are other factors that come into play, you know, developmental delays, disabilities, things like that, obviously would push that back to be later. But from a scientific standpoint, right around the 2-year birthday mark is a really great age to start at least introducing the concept of potty training to your child. As far as being ready, though, it is important to look for some signs of readiness when it comes to potty training, so that it just tends to make the process a lot easier. For example, if your child just turned 2 years old but they can't go 10 minutes without having a wet diaper, they're probably not ready to start potty training yet, just from a biological standpoint. So it would be kind of unfair to remove their diaper and expect them to use the potty when they don't even have the capacity to be able to hold their bladder for more than a few minutes. So we do like to look for certain signs of readiness, such as staying dry for longer periods of time throughout the day. Usually we say about an hour or more is an ideal amount of time. They may even start to stay dry for naps or overnight sometimes. That's a great sign of kind of that physical readiness that we look for. We want your child to have a good, at least a basic level of communication developed before starting potty training. So not necessarily having words as far as like potty vocabulary, but we just want them to be able to communicate their basic needs to us in some way. So it can be through words, it can be through sign language, it can be through gestures, but we just need them to be able to have that communication with us. We also need them to be able to understand simple directions. So like a simple 1 to 2 step direction, we need them to be able to understand and apply that before potty training can begin. It's also helpful for them to have a good grasp on their gross motor skills. So things like sitting, standing, walking. We want that to be well established, mainly from a safety standpoint when starting potty training. We don't want to have to worry about them tipping over while they're on the potty or falling or tripping or anything like that. Also, the fine motor skill stuff, as far as like being able to dress and undress themselves, that can actually come later. So it's okay. We don't necessarily need for them to be able to dress and undress themselves before potty training can begin. That's something that you can help teach them as you're working on learning how to use the potty. But it's also helpful if they're in a phase where they're eager to please, where they are maybe imitating the actions of adults. That's really a great time to capitalize on that and start incorporating the potty training phase. They may just have kind of a general interest in the bathroom, wanting to follow you in there, asking questions, wanting to flush the toilet, things like that. We can totally use that to our advantage, use that curiosity to our advantage and start incorporating some potty learning there. So those are some signs of readiness that you can potentially look for. Oh, and hiding to poop, that's a big one I should mention. If your child starts to hide to poop in their diaper, that's a really great sign that they're ready and capable of potty training, because it shows that they know that they need to go before they actually do, which is kind of the first step in potty training, right, is recognizing that need to go. So so if your child's hiding to poop, then that's a really great sign that you could probably start potty training really at any time that it seems convenient for you.
Perfect. Just perfect. Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break, have a few commercials, but when we come back, we're going to be blessed with much more wisdom. So stay right there. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back once the world forgave you.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute. They told us we had it all, Jordan. Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of all.
I'm Rhea. I'm Tia. And I'm Heather. And we are Three Voices.
You want this drama over here. It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about it.
I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing, because I can't hear it and dogs supposed to hear it. So who hears the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
The COVID-19 vaccines can be our chance to get back to our plans, who we are, what we miss, to get back to each other, to life. But it's okay to have questions, like, how were the vaccines tested? In rigorous clinical trials among adults of diverse backgrounds, can the vaccines give you COVID-19? You cannot get COVID-19 from a vaccine. Why should I get vaccinated? Protecting yourself also helps protect the people around you. Find the latest information at getvaccineanswers.org.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that after 75 years, Smokey's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when it's dry or windy. Be careful burning yard waste, because wildfires can even start in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun. 911, what is your emergency? Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Extinction is forever. To save America's most iconic and imperiled species from extinction, we must fight for their future. Fight to save the natural lands that wildlife call home. Fight to limit pollution. Fight for smart development. Fight for their future. And fight for ours. For so goes nature, so goes us.
What a wonderful show we're having today. We are really blessed by our guest today and the wisdom that she's so willingly sharing with all of us. Would you please reintroduce yourself to our friends?
Yes, of course. My name is Allison Jandu, and I am the potty training consultant.
It's just wonderful to have you here and visit with you and to learn so much from you. And I know we're going to want to learn much, much more. So would you please tell us once again how we can connect with you?
Yes, of course. My website is pottytrainingconsultant.com. And Instagram is also a great place to find me as well, and I am at Potty Training Consultant over there.
That's wonderful. That's just perfect. What do you wish that you had known when you were potty training your little ones that you know now?
Oh, gosh, so many things. I think the main thing would be kind of what we talked about before, in that there's no right or wrong way to go about potty training. Because I think as moms, and myself included, we kind of put a lot of pressure on ourselves to make sure that we're doing everything the exact right way, that we're not making mistakes, that we're not messing up. And potty training my son went really smoothly, like I said, but potty training my daughter was kind of a whole different story. She had struggled a lot with constipation from the time she was a baby, and she also has a very different personality from my son. She's very independent and sassy, if you will. So she very much, you know, I had to really adapt the approach to fit with her personality, because a lot of it had to be on her terms. She wasn't necessarily going to have it if I was the one telling her to go use the potty every single time. So we had to think of ways that would work and mesh with her different personality, which was something that I didn't necessarily fully understand, because potty training my son went so smoothly. And I thought, you know, oh my gosh, I'm messing this up. I'm doing something wrong. But I just wish that somebody had told me, like, look, it's going to look different from child to child. It's not because you're doing something wrong. It's just because, you know, each child learns in a different way. And and it's, you know, it's nothing to feel bad about. It's just something that you can use and reassess and figure out a way that is going to work. So I think that would probably be my biggest takeaway, was giving myself some grace and understanding that different kids learn in different ways.
Yes. And I think that grace is something we can all give to one another as well. How can we best support other mothers who are potty training?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think one that's not asked often enough, honestly, because potty training can be a really challenging time. And it's a lot of change for your child, but it's also a lot of change that you're going through as a parent as well. It kind of shifts everything in your lifestyle, because diapers were very convenient, right? Like, you could just put on a diaper and go about your business. You wouldn't necessarily have to worry as much. And potty training can rock everybody's world a little bit. So my best advice, if all of a mama who's potty training, is to just be as supportive as possible. You know, you don't want to be pushing advice on them, or here's what worked for us, or unless they ask you. Because otherwise it's just going to make them question what they're doing, and it's just not going to feel right. So try not to push unwanted advice. Offer to bring over meals or something for them to make their lives easier, especially during those first couple of days where they'll be really hands-on in the process. Offer to watch if they have, you know, other children. Offering to watch them for the day can be helpful, so that they can focus on the child who's potty training. And just being super supportive is ultimately the best thing. Just be that shoulder that they can cry on, or, you know, or the person that they call when their child poops in the potty for the first time, that you can celebrate with together. because moms, I mean, and dads also, whoever is kind of taking the forefront on the potty training process, you know, they deserve to be rewarded and celebrated too, because it's definitely not easy. So being a good friend and being there without, you know, pushing any unwanted opinions or advice is really the best thing that you can do.
Yes, absolutely. And that's beautiful, beyond beautiful, really. And as we talk about that, I think there's a point sometimes where we need more help, and there's nothing wrong with that. So when should we connect with a potty training consultant? How do we know that maybe it's time to move to the next step?
Yeah, that's a great question. And one of my favorite quotes is always that when you ask for help, it shows strength, not weakness.
Absolutely.
You know, so you may find that a potty training consultant would be a really good fit for you at different phases for different families. Some families are looking for support as far as just wanting to get a customized plan for their child because they aren't quite sure where to start, or maybe they don't have time to do the research. So you can reach out to a potty training consultant. They can kind of handcraft a plan that's going to work really well for your unique family situation and your child as a unique individual. Or sometimes parents, you know, will attempt the potty training process themselves, and it just does not go well for whatever reason. Maybe the child is falling into some withholding patterns and they're developing constipation. Maybe they are fully successful with peeing on the potty, but they can't get their child to poop on the potty. Maybe they can't get over the final hurdle of nighttime potty training, or maybe they're having a hard time getting their child to self-initiate potty use. They can't get their child to say that they need to use the potty. Perhaps you are encountering a lot of power struggles when it comes to the potty training process, and you're seeing a lot of kind of behavioral pushback when it comes time to using the potty. So potty training consultants are great to help with all of those different scenarios. And then some also have experience and training with helping kiddos who have special needs. So kids that have developmental delays or autism, or even certain physical disabilities, they may require some additional help when it comes to potty training as well.
Mm. That is so encouraging. It really is, because I think there is a point where we need to know, whether we ever avail ourselves of it or not, that there is help. Sometimes that's just what gives us hope. And then if we do retain a potty training consultant, an expert like yourself, what does a potty training consultant actually do?
Oh, yes. So we essentially become your best friend as you're going through this potty training process. You'll probably speak to us more often than you've ever spoken to any other stranger in your life, at least those first few days. We basically just want to be that support system for you. Here at Potty Training Consultant specifically, we pride ourselves on our customized consultation packages where we will handcraft potty training plans after learning as much as we possibly can about your child and your family to come up with something that's really going to work for you, something that's actually realistic to implement, and something that's likely to, you know, correspond well to your child's personality and how they learn certain things. So we put a plan into place, and then as the parents are implementing that plan, they have us for support to ask questions. I get texts all throughout the day from different parents who are saying, this doesn't seem to be working. What should we do? Or, oh my gosh, they just peed for the first time, and just somebody to kind of celebrate with, but that's also an expert that can provide you kind of on-the-spot advice and support for any kind of troubleshooting that you might need to help you reach that final goal of becoming fully potty trained. So, you know, so we're there to adapt and help you overcome certain obstacles as you may encounter them, basically until you feel like you don't need us anymore, which is typically a span of about a week or two. And then from there, most parents are usually pretty confident with how they can handle things on their own.
It's a great thing that you're doing. I mean, this is so marvelous. This is so much uplifting for fathers and mothers and grandparents and aunts and uncles and even siblings, you know? Because my next question is, if you have other children, you know, older children perhaps, Can they help with part of the potty training process? Are they helpful at all?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always, actually sometimes even more so, empowering and encouraging for a child to have support from someone more on their peer level. Because if they see other kids that are already using the potty, it's more relatable for them because they can connect more with a child than they can with an adult. Mm-hmm. And if you involve, your child's older sibling, who they probably already look up to, you know, in the teaching process or even just in the celebration process when they have success on the potty, it can go a really long way. It can be really a really powerful learning tool to implement. So if the older kiddos are on board with that, then yeah, I'm totally all for it. It should be a whole family event, really.
Yeah, it should. That's right. Yeah. I would be honored if you would just take a few minutes and speak directly to our friends who are listening, the parents and grandparents and caregivers and all of those folks who are listening right now who are about to start potty training. Maybe they're in the midst of potty training. Maybe they're despairing of potty training. but we would just love it if you would take some of your wisdom and your enthusiasm and just motivate our listeners right now.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so I'll start by saying that even though I personally love potty training, I completely understand that it can be a bit of a daunting task to think about taking on, or as you're in the midst of it, it can be very hard. So I don't want to downplay that at all. But it also shouldn't necessarily take away from the actual experience itself, because potty training can be a really great opportunity to bond with your child. And kind of as I was reflecting on from my experience potty training my own son, try to focus on the positives. Try not to dwell on the accidents that might happen or, the resistance or power struggles that you might encounter that cause us that stress and anxiety. But really try to celebrate those wins. Look for any amount of measurable progress that you possibly can and focus on that and play that up, because that is ultimately what's going to shape your experience and give you the energy and the strength to keep going forward with it the next day. Because commitment and consistency are ultimately the two most important things that you can take with you into potty training, but also followed as a close second is confidence. So you have to have that confidence and believe in yourself. I believe in you, and believe in your child as you're going through this process. It's not easy, but it's very doable. And it's definitely something that you can look back on after it's all over. In the scheme of things, it's a short period of time. You can look back on it and think, wow, that was really cool to see them learn that. And look how proud they are of themselves now. And I feel so proud of them for finally mastering this skill. And it's one step closer to them being independent little people. And so try to have a positive attitude as much as you possibly can as you're going through. I know that it definitely can be hard at times, but that's going to give you guys the strength to keep going. And if you need that help, do not feel ashamed or embarrassed about reaching out for it, because I wouldn't have a business if people didn't. So you're definitely not the only ones that are struggling. You can reach out and get that support, sometimes even for free. So make sure you take advantage of the free resources and things like that that are available too. And then otherwise, just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and eventually you guys will be free of diapers and you will have a potty trained little kiddo, and all of the upsets and things will be a distant memory. You won't even be remembering those things within the next couple of months. So there, I'll leave it at that.
I'm inspired.
All good.
And I'm sure that our friends listening are too, and I thank you for that so much. You know, in the moment, sometimes we don't know what to do just in that moment, or, you know, and I believe sometimes it helps and empowers us to have some scripts or to have some talking points or for those moments when things go right, but also when things go wrong. So what should we do? How should we handle accidents? Everybody has accidents, but how do we handle them in real time?
That's a great question. And first of all, I always like to express that accidents are an important part of the learning process. So I know that they're inconvenient. I know that they're messy, but it's actually the best way that kids learn is through having accidents. So it's try to look at it as a good thing. But the best way to handle accidents is to be very just very kind of neutral and matter of fact about the situation. So, you know, you don't want to put too much focus on it, because we want to be putting all of our focus on the good potty behaviors instead of kind of dwelling on the negative potty behaviors. So we just want to have a very simple statement that we make, like, oops, you peed in your underwear. Remember, pee only goes in the potty now. We'll try again next time. And then kind of clean them up, change. If maybe they had a poop accident, you can take the poop from the accident and put it in the potty together and say, poop belongs in the potty. Let's flush it away. And then move on. You don't have to focus on it. You don't have to keep bringing it up or make them feel discouraged or ashamed in any way. Just focus on the fact that they can try again next time. And that's really the best way to go about it. And instead, you're going to want to give them a lot of extra attention when they have success with using the potty, and they'll quickly learn that that is the behavior that they should be doing, because that's the behavior they're getting the reaction and the focus on.
Well, that is so useful, and I appreciate it so much. But I want to make sure we also respond correctly to the times when we do see them get it into the potty. I have a dear friend who said that she was so overexcited when her son finally pooped in the potty that she shouted and cheered and clapped her hands and probably sent him to go hide under his rocking chair. She said she scared him. And it never occurred to me that, I mean, if you've never done this before, you're a baby, a toddler, you don't really even know what's going on, and if someone begins yelling, that might not be the kind of yay cheering you on that we think it is. So how do we respond when our precious children use the potty?
Yes, that's a great point, because I think a lot of parents, you know, we get so excited ourselves, even more excited than the kids are to do it, that we can actually frighten them with our responses sometimes. So you know, pay attention, first of all, to how your child normally handles responses to things. So you probably have a pretty good idea that if they tend to be more quiet, if they're sensitive to loud noises, things like that, that you probably want to try to keep your reaction more on the calmer side. But some kids also do really well with, like, big over-the-top celebrations and high fives and things like that, calling every member of the family. So, again, that's kind of where you could customize the situation a bit to match, you know, your specific how your child handles things. But we definitely want to be specific with how we praise our children. Like, instead of just saying, like, oh, my gosh, good job, you did it. Say, hey, that was great. You put your pee in the potty just like you're supposed to. You should be so proud of yourself. Things like that. Just try to be specific with why you're happy for them and why they should feel proud of themselves, to really build that internal intrinsic motivation, so that they, you know, start to believe in themselves and they start to want to do it because they want to do it, not necessarily just out of pleasing you. But I'm also a fan of using a small reward of some sort for potty successes, especially if you have a child who maybe needs that extra motivation in other areas of their life to do something that they don't necessarily want to do, because it's kind of human nature, right? Like that we don't necessarily voluntarily want to do things that we don't want to do if there's not something in it for us. So that's where like a small reward can come in handy for potty successes. So it can be a sticker. It can be a little treat of some sort if you wanted. Try to think of something that your child really enjoys, maybe something that they don't get access to on a regular basis, and keep that reward accessible only for potty successes, because then that gives them the extra motivation to use the potty in order to get access to that reward. Just the simple verbal praise. You can give a hug, you can give a high five or a fist bump, something like that, in order to show them that, hey, yes, this is right. This is what you're supposed to be doing, and I'm proud of you, and you should be proud, and that will give them the motivation and the insight to keep going and, you know, hopefully continue with the potty use over and over again.
Yes. Continue over and over again. Well said.
Yes.
How about songs? How do you feel about songs, potty training songs? Let's go to the potty,
yeah.
You know, songs like that.
Yes, love them, love them. There's a lot of great songs also, like on YouTube and things like that, that are really catchy that kids usually really enjoy. A lot of kids are very musically inclined, so mm-hmm. if you can incorporate a song about when it's time to go to the potty, or a song that maybe you sing after they've used the potty, that's definitely a great way to help them learn. I would definitely agree with that.
Is there anything you want us to know that we don't already know about you or about potty training or about potty training consultant?
Thank you. Oh my gosh, yes, probably so much that I'm forgetting to say. it's so hard in the moment, but yeah, you can learn a lot about me and my family and our journey personally on my website, if you're interested. And then there are a lot of, just because potty training can be so intricate and there's so many little working pieces that go along with potty training, that it's really hard to touch on every subject individually in a conversation like this. So if you do have a specific question, you can feel free to reach out to me. You can shoot me a DM on Instagram. You can email me info@pottytrainingconsultant.com. And I'm happy to get back to you and tell you the best way to go about it for your specific question or situation that you might have. But my main message that I guess I could have people walk away with from this is that no matter how or when you decide to start potty training, you're doing a great job. And it's not easy work, and you should just be proud of yourself for doing it at all. And I know it's one of those things that sometimes we feel like we have to do, but you're doing it in the best way that you know how for your child, and you're the best parent for your child. So try not to have any doubts about yourself. And again, don't be afraid to reach out for that support, that added support, if you feel like you need it.
You are such a blessing to me and many others, and I am so honored that you visited with us today and shared this good wisdom and this encouragement and uplifting, just enlightenment about
thank you.
such a very important life stage. Thank you so much for the work you're doing. Thank you for doing it with kindness and grace. And thank you so much for sharing your heart with us today.
Of course. And thank you so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
We love this show. We love this guest. We loved all of you listening with us today. I know you could be doing anything with your time. And the fact that you gift it to us by sharing in this show, we thank all of you, our friends that listen. We thank our sponsors. We thank this network. We thank everyone everywhere who's ever done any things for us. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and we'll see you next time.
Saver, let it be big, get on and easy. Pray all, they pray all, and never look back. What the world forgave you.
Silent days came, oh God. Silent days came, oh God. yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Let her believe they get on her knees and pray her, then pray her, and never look back once the world forgave.
You've got the power, the world's greatest radio, talktainmentradio.com.